This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Surprise, Arizona. Our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. He's got his hot stove show coming tonight as well. What's going on, Vern? We're very jealous. Very jealous right now.
Yeah, there's plenty to be jealous of. I don't know how to answer that or contribute without gloating. So yes, I'm very happy to be here in the desert.
Are we in the 70s or is it 60s? What are we at looking at here?
Oh, it feels like 74.
Oh.
That's just a guess, but I'm going to say 74. I know we got mid 80s coming next week.
Oh my god.
Mid 80s. Okay. All right.
You know, a little chilly in the mornings, though, you know? It's like 50 in the morning.
Yeah, but make sure you bundle up with that 52 degrees. Yeah, please bundle up.
Yeah, I mean, you're just constantly peeling layers off. I started with the jacket, and by the end of practice today, I'll be shirtless.
Do you notice, even just walking around after a team goes to a playoff appearance and, you know, now has expectations maybe to win the division, do you notice just even a different atmosphere in these early, early days of spring training?
Yeah. Last spring, very quickly, what jumped out to me was this team's consistency across the board as far as what their goals were, what the messaging was from the coaching staff. And, you know, the conversation last year was about winning. Individual accolades, it's time to win in Kansas City. This year, you show up to camp, and it doesn't take long to see that the winning that did transpire a season ago has led to a lot of self-belief from guys that, you know, us three, we've been talking about for years, whether it's on the mound or in the outfield, an infielder, whoever it may be. The individuals that at times found themselves at a crossroads in 2024 to come out stronger on the other side and contribute to a playoff team has really bolstered their confidence, obviously in their teammates, but the self-belief for guys that, you know, Daniel Lynch, Michael Garcia, MJ Melendez, guys that, you know, have been through it, the good and the bad. You're seeing their contributions to that ALDS team a season ago not only buoy their spirits, but they now see the belief that the coaching staff has in them. So, yeah, you are seeing the impact made by that October run a year ago.
We asked, we'll play it here in just a little bit, and so I'll ask you too. We asked JJ Piccolo about MJ Melendez and the swing changes and that, hey, it's something they've talked about for years, and I think maybe he hit a breaking point at some point where maybe he just had to completely change it and go back through there. I mean, I'll just be honest. Is this the last year of the, like, MJ Melendez is super talented, eventually that talent's going to turn into production on the field stuff? Because they're adding competition to him anyway. They're talking about Indian left or Massey and left or whatever. They're already challenging his playing time. So, like, if this swing change doesn't work, I guess I'm kind of done with the he's athletic, these problems will solve themselves.
Yeah, and Cody, you talk enough Royals on and off the air that you know plenty of people that are already there, right?
Yeah.
You know, save me the athleticism. you know, Vern, stop telling me about what he does in the second half of the season. I need you to do it for 150-plus games. No, and I'm sure there are some people within the organization that feel that way. But, you know, when you invest a second-round draft pick, you're going, and a kid does have prodigious power, you're going to give him every opportunity. But, you know, to think that anything is fixed is silly. You know, for as intriguing as it might be, for as exciting as it might be to some, you know, there's a 0-for-21 staring him in the face at some point over the next 6 months. The question is, and, you know, honestly, this reminds me a lot of Brady Singer. You know, Singer comes in with, you know, the four-seamer and the changeup, and we're all hitting the ceiling. And can you believe what he's going to be able to do? Let's remember, you know, there are thousands of guys fighting for these jobs. So when Brady Singer implements a changeup finally and a four-seamer finally, that's because this job, this profession isn't promised. Same thing for MJ Melendez. You know, you can keep trying to do the same thing, but then you're going to find yourself, with all due respect, playing for the Kansas City Monarchs, right? You want to stay in the show. You want to stay in the big leagues. I mean, the greats are always adapting or always adjusting. So it's nice that he's made these adjustments. Is he still swinging like that in May? You know, how many times have we seen guys work on something in the offseason, showcase that work in spring training, and then the blank hits the fan in late May, early June, and they're grinding, and they say, forget it, let's just go back to what we're doing. So it's nice for spring, but I don't think we'll be able to really judge it until mid-July, because the first half of the season is what has bogged down MJ's career throughout.
I guess that would be like the follow-up is like, so you've been around the team for so long. What's the last, let's take pitchers off since you mentioned Brady Singer. What's the last player that you remember is like, change his whole swing, things are right, and then it worked out that way? As in, like, they overhauled what they were doing, and it turned into something great or really good.
I mean, Moose kind of jumped out at me, right? Because Moose was very stubborn, wouldn't go the other way, was always trying to pull the ball over the fence, and started to shoot the ball to left field, lay down the occasional bunt, and then he went to multiple All-Star games. So but also, Moose was a number two overall draft pick, right? You know, this was a guy that, you know, set all sorts of records in California. So even the best of the best had to make wholesale changes. And, you know, fortunately, it worked for him. But shoot, man, I'm sure I could run down a few Royals fans that would still, you know, barring the World Series championship, would say, yeah, Moose was good, but, you know, he wasn't as great as we thought he was going to be when we drafted him in the top five.
We're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier. I misspoke earlier. Apologies. Hot Stove Show starts tomorrow night at 6 o'clock and then every Thursday night at 6 leading up to opening day here on 96.5 The Fan. I noticed some video that you put out on our social media from Michael Walk at work. When you watched some of the pictures today, anything, I guess, just stand out? I know we're very early on in the process here, but, you know, Chris Bubich, I think, is intriguing for a lot of people because of how effective he looked out of the pen.
Yeah, and again, it was, three starts, but prior to the injury, when Q and Brian Sweeney came over, the differences that we saw in those first few starts in the 2023 season from Bubich, certainly intriguing. You know, to me, when I look at this rotation, you know, well, it's set for the most part. You look at the bullpen, to me, it's set all but one reliever right now. What stands out to me is where's the improvement from 2024? This team could easily win, not easily, but this team could very well win the division, could be the favorites, according to some in the division. But is their offense better this year than it was last year? Is their pitching staff better this year than it was last year? Defensively, are they better this year than they were last year? I don't know if I can confidently say yes to any of those things. And if you got, you know, India at second, or if he's bouncing around in left, you know, I think you take a big step back defensively. You know, the offensive issues, are we really saying that Jonathan India is going to make that big of a difference to an offense that was completely reliant upon three bats? And for as much as, you know, Brady Singer left us wanting more, I do put up numbers last season, numbers to the case that had some leading him to all-star discussion. So how are those things replaced? I don't know if you can expect Lugo and Reagans to match what they did last season. I'm not saying that they regress, but can they finish top three for the Cy Young? Does Waka match what he did last year? You know, things went very, very well for this team last season. For that to happen again, you know, certainly not going to be easy. But to me, yes, it begins on the mound. But, man, the competition for the pitching, to me, is almost non-existent. You know, the rotation is just going to be, you know, what does it look like in April and May? The guys that stand out to me are like the kids, the Ben Kudernas, the Noah Camerons. You know, I feel like an old man, honestly, at this camp. You see Blake Mitchell and Jack Caglione talking with Carter Jensen. These are all like 21, 22-year-olds. Daniel Lynch has a kid now. You know, it's just wild how quickly these things change. But a lot of young arm talent, that's what intrigues me. I was just watching Ben Kuderna and Steven Zoback throw a live BP. Two names that I think could be making a big impact to this rotation by 2026. So hopefully this spring training, being in the big league camp, is a nice little boost for their 2025. But, yeah, as far as the guys that are currently in the rotation, yeah, they know what they're doing, and none of it really matters until game one. The pitchers that are intriguing are the kids that are going to replace Waka, going to replace Lugo, going to replace Michael Lorenzen.
Last question I have for you, Vern, is Jack Caglione in person really built like Paul Bunyan?
No, I wouldn't say I mean, he's like a young, good-looking Brandon Moss. That's how I'd say he's built.
A young, good-looking Brandon Moss. Now I have to go look up young photos of Brandon Moss.
Well, no. He's younger, I'm saying, and he's better-looking. That's no knock on Brandon Moss.
That's kind of a knock on Brandon Moss. You are saying he's less attractive than Jack Caglione. I don't know if he'd agree.
Yeah, but we all are. I mean, except for Alex, but we all are.
Sometimes you just have to accept your fate of what you were given in life, you know? Hair, but body type, whatever.
He's the linchpin. He's the guy that could, you know, change everything this year, next year, and for the foreseeable future.
All right, Vern, we'll appreciate it. We'll be checking in with you each and every day throughout spring training, and then Vern's on deck show when the season starts, and his hot stove show begins tomorrow. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.